Each man is to himself absolutely the way, the truth, and the life. But he is only so when he grasps his whole individuality firmly, and by the force of his awakened spiritual will, recognizes this individuality as not himself, but that thing which he has with pain created for his own use, and by means of which he purposes, as his growth slowly develops his intelligence, to reach to the life beyond individuality. When he knows that for this, his wonderful, complex, separated life exists, then indeed, and then only, he is upon the way. Seek it by plunging into the mysterious and glorious depths of your own inmost being. Seek it by testing all experience, by utilizing the senses in order to understand the growth and meaning of individuality and the beauty and obscurity of those other divine fragments which are struggling side by side with you and form the race to which you belong. Seek it by study of the laws of being, the laws of nature, the laws of the supernatural, and seek it by making the profound obeisance of the soul to the dim star that burns within. Steadily, as you watch and worship, its light will grow stronger. Then you may know you have found the beginning of the way. And when you have found the end, its light will suddenly become the infinite light. Look for the flower to bloom in the silence that follows the storm. Not till then. It shall grow. It will shoot up. It will make branches and leaves and form buds. While the storm continues, while the battle lasts, but not till the whole personality of the man is dissolved and melted, not until it is held by the divine fragment which has created it, as a mere subject for grave experiment and experience, not until the whole nature has yielded and become subject unto its higher self, can the bloom open. Then will come a calm, such as comes in a tropical country after the heavy rain, when nature works so swiftly that one may see her action. Such a calm will come to the harassed spirit. And in the deep silence, the mysterious event will occur, which will prove that the way has been found. Call it by what name you will. It is a voice that speaks where there is none to speak. It is a messenger that comes, a messenger without form or substance, or It is the flower of the soul that has opened. It cannot be described by any metaphor, but it can be felt after, looked for, and desired even amid the raging of the storm. The silence may last a moment of time, or it may last a thousand years, but it will end. Yet you will carry its strength with you. Again and again, the battle must be fought and won. It is only for an interval that nature can be still. These written above are the first of the rules which are written on the walls of the Hall of Learning. Those that ask shall have. Those that desire to read shall read. Those who desire to learn shall learn. Peace be with you.